This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Documentary filmmaker Judith Ehrlich clearly recalls her first meeting with Daniel Ellsberg, an introductory lunch that stretched into mid-afternoon as he talked and she filled several notebooks. Out of that grew her most recent project, a film about Ellsberg called The Most Dangerous Man in America. That was the epithet Richard Nixon gave to the man who famously leaked the so-called Pentagon Papers to the New York Times and other newspapers in 1971. In part, Ehrlich says, because Ellsberg was not just a dissident, but a principled insider with access to years of government secrets.
I didn't realize who he was in terms of being so much an insider and so much one of the people who planned the Vietnam War, not just the bystander. I mean, he was definitely one of the military strategists who brought it all about. So he had a particular role which he felt particularly guilty about and which motivated a lot of what he did later.
Ellsberg was also driven by frustration over his inability to find an ally in Congress who would help bring those secrets to light.
His initial goal was not to give them to the press, but was to give them to the Congress, but he couldn't find a courageous enough ally in the Congress to do that. That was a legal route, which he had hoped would be the way he would get them to the public, but, you know, he went to Fulbright and Mathias, McGovern, and McCloskey, and nobody really had the nerve to do it.
Nearly 39 years later, that enormously controversial act still looms large as a pivot point in American history, not just with regard to the Vietnam War, Ehrlich notes, but as a bulwark to the First Amendment.
One of the people in the film says that every day, somewhere in this country, a lawyer cites the Pentagon Papers case in defending free speech. It was probably the most important Supreme Court decision on freedom of expression, not just in this century, but in the history of the court.
At the same time, Ehrlich suggests that it would be almost impossible for whistleblowing on the scale of the Pentagon Papers to happen today, mostly because of the state of newspapers now.
One of the important issues of this film is that not only the New York Times, but the Washington Post and 17 other newspapers stood up to the president and refused to be stopped from printing the Pentagon Papers, even though they were facing legal action from the White House and could have actually lost their papers. I mean, it was really a critical issue for their survival, and they had the nerve to really be the courageous dissidents that Dan was. But now I think the papers are not the same kind of papers they were in those days.
Historical perspective and the parallels that can be drawn in more recent international events have changed how Ellsberg's civil disobedience is viewed, not just by his defenders on the left, Ehrlich says, but also by leaders within the U.S. military.
I think it really appeals to people who have been thinking about these issues a lot. People who have been in the military understand people being opposed to war. It tends to be the mothers of people who are in the military who are the most adamantly opposed. And, of course, there are some veterans who obviously would be opposed. But in general, that's not the reaction we're getting. We're getting a lot of interest from people in the military.
Ehrlich says her film is also generating unexpectedly strong interest internationally. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.